Letters to Santa are back, and Carrie, holiday wish lists are getting quite full for people, and those letters are going to be going to the North Pole, and one of the people who's helping coordinate those letters get to their proper place is Joy Ennis, who is the general manager for the downtown Carrie Park, and she joins us now. Joy, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fine. So overall, this program begins with young people trying to get their wish list to Santa, right?
Absolutely. And Santa also takes letters from those that are young at heart as well.
Absolutely. So people can send in. How can people send in their letters? Where does this process begin?
Sure. The Santa mailbox is located in the downtown Carrie Park, which is it's right on Academy Street there. And it is there for just a few more weeks. And we have a direct line to Santa, and he has asked us to help him be the letter sorters for Carrie. So what we'll do is we have some staff that have been deputized by Santa, and you can go and drop your letter off there, and then our deputies will sort them and make sure that Santa gets them and writes you back.
And there's a big red shining mailbox right there in the heart of downtown Carrie, right?
Yes, it is beautiful. It's red and it has gold accents on it. And it's right up on Academy Street, so it's very easy to get to.
Overall, how many letters are expected to go to Santa from the town of Carrie this year?
Last year, we received over 1,100 letters. And we had letters from 21 different cities in North Carolina and 9 different states. So we not only are serving the citizens and little children of Carrie, we're also branching out as well.
So, yeah, that's a lot of letters to process there.
It is a lot of letters to process, so we have to use a lot of Christmas magic.
Absolutely. But that's common this time of year. And you have a lot of your own Santa's helpers in some ways. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. We have, you know, folks that help sort the letters for him and get them all ready so that he can write them. And all of the children will get a card back. And he's got a really great card this year. It's got his picture on it of when he visited Carrie in the downtown Carrie Park last year. So it's going to be really fun.
Now, there is a drop-off deadline date. Is that correct?
There is a drop-off deadline date. And I think it is. Let me make sure that I get it right, because I don't want anybody to get it wrong. Because, you know, if we have, I think it's in a few weeks.
Right.
It's pretty soon. So I would say,
I think it's December 7th, is it not?
Let me check it. I think it is.
Yes.
And, yeah.
But if you get it in by that date, you'll get a guaranteed response from Santa, right?
Exactly. Exactly. We have to make sure that he has plenty of time to write them.
Absolutely. Because Santa, this is his busy time of the year. It's, you know, 10 months of lounging, and then you got it's a rush right after that.
That's right. That is very right.
Yeah. Now, what types of things, do people ever wish for a white Christmas?
Oh, I think they probably do, yes. they do. And, you know, especially around here, a white Christmas is very special. I think, you know, most people that live around here have never seen a white Christmas. So snow is up there. We have all kinds of toys that folks like to request. You know, there's always a special toy every year that all the kids want. And then, you know, the adults want to have an extra hour in the day, things like that.
Exactly. And actually, I do remember my first year I was working at the WPTF News Department was in 2010, actually. We had a white Christmas that year, and I think that was the first time since the 1940s. It wasn't like we got it buried under snow, but we did have some snow that Christmas, and to say the least, that was remarkable.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. It was not a lot of snow, but it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, to see that. So people can go, again, Carrie's Santa mailbox will be open until Christmas Eve, but you need to have your letters in by December 7th.
December the 7th.
That's right. And there's also going to be a tree lighting celebration coming up, too.
Right. We'll have our tree lighting celebration on the 6th. which is coming up really soon, and that's the town's official tree, which is located in the downtown Cary Park. And we'll have the mayor will come and hopefully bring some of his grandchildren. We love it when he brings his grandchildren to help light the tree. And it's just a really fun time to kick off the season. And the lights will be up starting next week in downtown Cary. Actually, starting today, the lights are going to go on tonight. The tree won't be lit up until our official tree lighting, but all the other lights are going to be lit tonight.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And again, it's going to be December 6th at 9 a.m. The tree lighting ceremony will be going
on. It's actually at 6 p.m.
Oh, it's 6 p.m.
But, yeah, our activities will start at 9 a.m. because we'll have activities in the park all day long, special things for kids to do, and kind of goes out throughout the day, including photos with Santa. But the official tree lighting is at 6 p.m.
So people can go ahead and get their trees set up and just go ahead and get everything set up in regards to that because it is a very festive time of year. Joy Ennis, Downtown Cary Park General Manager, thank you so much for joining us here today. We appreciate it. Looking forward to hearing more about Santa's Mailbox, which is open right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.